A giant of letters, the British playwright Tom Stoppard has died at the age of 88. His plays of dazzling wit and wild imagination conquered the West End, Broadway and beyond. From Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead to The Real Thing, Arcadia and The Coast of Utopia. He drew comparisons to Beckett, Shaw and even Shakespeare, with King Charles calling him a dear friend who wore his genius lightly. He was also, of course, an Academy Award-winning author of screenplay as well. Hermione Lee is a British academic and literary critic whose acclaimed 2021 biography is titled Tom Stoppard, A Life. Hermione, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Not many playwrights transcend the theatre in a way. Tom Stoppard did. Why, do you think?
Yes, he was deeply a man of the theatre, but at the same time he was known and known all over the world for so many things, radio, television plays, screenplays, as you suggested, and also for his very strong political engagement, particularly back in the 1970s with the victims of Soviet communism. And the outpouring of love and affection and grief and sort of desolation, really, that's happened over the last 2 days speaks to how enormously revered and well-known and enjoyed he has been, both as a playwright and as a human being.
How did Stoppard utilise absurdity so effectively to give us piercing insights into reality?
Yes, that's such a good question. I mean, I think of it as a combination of language and feeling and knowledge. So that, of course, what we think of first is, you know, his, as he used to say, ambushing audiences with the dazzling inventiveness and brilliant speed and linguistic genius of what he was doing. So you would go and sit down at the beginning of Travesties or Jumpers or The Real Thing, and it would start and you wouldn't have a clue what was going on. All these people talking different languages, or a scene that looks like a marriage and turns out to be the first act of a play. So it's brilliant strategy and brilliant language. But within that, and I think in a way that got underrated during his during the early part of his life, there's profound, deep feeling, deep sadness, deep sense of time passing and of the things that are lost and of people who are lost. And I think that has a lot to do, actually, with his childhood. And then mixed with that, and I think this is the answer to your question, there's an insatiable quest for knowledge. Hannah in Arcadia says, it's wanting to know that makes us matter, otherwise we're going out the way we came in. So whether he's writing about chaos theory or 18th century landscape gardening or consciousness or quantum physics, he's really plumbed the subject. And it's that extraordinary combination of language and feeling and knowledge which makes him absolutely unique.
Tom Stoppard was born in Czechoslovakia. His grandparents were killed in the Holocaust. His dad died in Singapore during the war, but Tom and his mum and siblings escaped. How much did you see those recurring themes in his work?
Yes, increasingly so. And I had the privilege of talking to him for years on end, really, long conversations about his life and his work while I was working on the biography, during which time he was working towards the writing of Leopoldstadt, his last play. So this goes back to the fact that he and his brother and his mother, who'd remarried an Englishman after his father's death, came to England when Tom Stoppard was 8. And he said, I put on Englishness like a coat. And his mother, who changed her life and got her children out of danger, didn't want to look back, didn't want to talk about her Jewishness, didn't want to talk about their father's Jewishness, adapted and assimilated, as did Tom. And he always looked back and increasingly thought, why didn't I ask her more? After she died in 1996 was the first time he wrote a piece called On Turning Out to Be Jewish, which came out of a meeting with a relation who said, don't you realise, haven't you understood your family history? And there was a sense of guilt, I think, about that, which eventually poured into the making of that astonishing play, Leopoldstadt, which is not autobiographical. He tended not to write autobiographically, but which takes a Viennese Jewish assimilated family in the 1890s and sees them through to the 1950s and sees what happens to them. And it's utter destruction and terror.
What was he like as a man when you went to go and interview him, or you knock on the door to sit down with him again to do some more interviews? What was the man like who opened the door?
He was very charming. He was very funny. He was very kind. He was extremely courteous. He was known for his courteousness. And he was always sort of looking after me and saying, oh, you know, do you want something to eat? And should we take a break? And I'm sure some of the questions I was asking him were very boring and irritating to him, because they would have been things he'd been asked a lot before, you know. But he never showed that. And I don't think he lied to me. I don't think he didn't tell me. I'm sure there were things he didn't tell me. He was incredibly generous. And in terms of what he gave me to look at, for instance, just one example, he'd written to his mother every week from 1948 to 1996. And these letters came back to him after she died. And he lent me these letters, which were like a whole story, like a diary, you know, like a whole story of his life. So I was amazingly privileged to get that. And he was amazingly generous to let me see that kind of thing.
What's the insight from writing that biography, the insight from Tom Stoppard that stayed with you more than any other?
I think it was about moral equilibrium. There's a line, there's a strange line in The Real Thing when Henry the playwright says, happiness is equilibrium, shift your weight. And what I learned from him was a sense of moral balance, both in his politics and in the way he dealt with crises and in his deep, steely commitment to his work and in the way he treated everybody he came across, whether it was the King of England or the youngest actor in the room. He was the same. And there's a kind of calm, steady, stoic, philosophical characteristic to this also very fiery and brilliant and funny person, which filled me with gratitude.
Hermione, it's so interesting to talk to you about the life of Sir Tom Stoppard. Thank you very much for sharing some of your time.
Thank you.